Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
One of the abjectly evil things that is going on right now that masquerades as politics is what's being done to Jewish students around the country. That's what this is ultimately about. If you get a chance, I retweeted it on my Twitter. The audio is not super good for radio quality, but watch it. It's a Jewish student with the Star of David, and he just is coming in wearing a Star of David. That's it. To the UCLA campus, where he pays tuition, and he is blocked by these people wearing the headscarves. And the security guard stands there and lets them do it. Lauren Livingston might call that a political issue. That is right or wrong right there. And that is what this is about. As we find out, you know, the administration of Columbia University had been negotiating with these protesters. We find out, who are they negotiating with? Who is the leader? Kamani James. Kamani James is online calling for the death of Jews, saying he might do it himself. He might not be able to stop himself. This is who they're negotiating with. This is tolerance of abject evil. Will you tell Jewish students to go to school at home? If it was just Columbia, I wouldn't even be talking about this. But it's spreading. It is evil and it is spreading. And you know why this is? So a lot of you might be thinking, well, you know, I work and I don't really understand the whole politics between Hamas and Israel. You don't have to. It's very simple. They massacred 1,400 men, women, and children. They put a baby in the oven. They burnt families alive. They tied children down. They stabbed women to death as they raped them. That's all you need to know. That's all you need to know. And it inspired the left. Bloodlust. And remember right after it happened, the whole world was in horror. All these Arab nations, they were in horror. They condemned it. And what happened? Nobody would have been like, hey, I'm for Hamas. Yeah, hey, that's me, Hamas, yay. Until what? Until Joe Biden accommodated these lunatics, treated them as if they were on equal moral footing. No one was even talking about Hamas until they did the genocide. Now they get all the attention and they're finally treated as equals to Israel. That is why they are on our campuses. That is why. It is because they were accommodated by Joe Biden and the Biden administration, treated them as moral equals for raping innocent women, killing them, and then parading their naked bodies through the street. And now we find out that what passed as Israeli aid, $26 billion with a B, $9 billion of it was actually for Hamas, the terror group. Now, its build is going to the Gazans, but who did the Gazans elect as their elected government? Hamas, the terror group. They're the government there. They control the territory that the Israelis have not turned to rubble. So that $9 billion is going to go straight to Hamas. How do we know that? Because Fatah, the Palestinian, another Palestinian group that wants to see the destruction of Israel, is warning us, do not give this to Hamas. They will steal the aid. They will kill the aid workers. They will beat and harass the aid workers. And then they'll use the aid to fund their own war against Israel, or they'll sell it back at many times the value to the citizens in order to get the money. $9 billion we're going to dump on these people. There's only 2 million of them. There's only 2 million of them. But is something else going on here? Take a listen to this. The Pentagon has given us an estimate now for that floating dock Joe Biden wants to build to deliver the $9 billion worth of aid. Are you ready for this? $350 million, $250 million for a floating dock. So he can send members of the military out there to risk their lives unloading this aid to the terror group, because Hamas is a designated terror group of the State Department of the United States of America, can give them the aid, keep them in the fight with Israel. They still have 6 U.S. hostages. What is to say they're not going to take our service members hostage? They've been nothing but rewarded. What's to say they won't kill them? They killed 30 American citizens on October 7th and never said they were sorry. We gave them $9 billion. I'm sorry, Mike Johnson and Chuck Schumer gave them $9 billion. The majority of Republicans voted the correct way. They voted no. The majority of Republicans in the House, you can feel good about that. Mike Johnson is an idiot. I think that's why he went to Columbia University to lecture those kids after he did it, because he's trying to cover up his record. He just funded a terror org. But is that floating pier being built for something else? Is the Biden administration planning, should they win in the fall, to begin using, because you don't need a dock that big, to begin using that dock to bring the Gazans to America? By the way, the most recent poll, Al Jazeera, 70% of Gaza, the people of Gaza supported Hamas. Of course they did. They elected them. They loved October 7th. They thought it was great. So let's bring them here. Let's see what they do at our campuses 5 years from now. Are they going to bring them here? Take a listen to this. This is squad member Representative Jamal Bowman, who is a Democrat. Okay, remember in the fall, the squad called for bringing half the Gazans here. That's 1 million people, okay? And he's asked, hey, what about resettling them in America? What do you think, Jamal?
Should the United States bring in people from Gaza?
Well, we are a land of immigrants, and we are a land of asylum seekers. Anyone escaping persecution and oppression and violence, the United States has always been an open home to those people. So whether they're coming from Palestine, Honduras, Guatemala, El Salvador, Mexico, Haiti, we've always been a place to open our doors to immigrants coming here. So yeah, fully support that.
Yeah, so I fully support that. Let's bring them here. That's what they're building that dock for. Do you know how I know? Because I learned it. Hold on with the music, Tim. I learned it from UK Parliament member George Galloway. George Galloway is a socialist. He's a hardcore liberal. And he was giving a speech before Parliament in which he said Netanyahu has admitted in meetings that the dock is to unload the Gazans and bring them to America, bring them to the West, not just our country, but the West as well. And Galloway is outraged because he feels that's ethnic cleansing, i.e. removing them from their land, which, by the way, Israel gave them. That's the only reason they're on the land. So Galloway has heard about this plan and is outraged that Biden is building the dock, our Pentagon is building the dock, not to bring them supplies, although there'll be some of that, but to bring them home, both to here and Europe. He wants them to stay put. Take a listen. This is from his speech on the floor of Parliament. He seems pretty convinced this is what that dock's for.
Mr. Netanyahu announced that this port that's being built in Gaza with the rubble of the homes destroyed in the bombing, including the skulls and the bones of the people destroyed with the houses and lying unburied under the rubble, that according to Netanyahu, this port is being built for the deportation of millions of Palestinians from the territory, an act of ethnic cleansing of the foulest kind. We would have expected a statement from the Foreign Secretary.
The port is being built to remove the Palestinians. He's talking about the Gazans, same thing. Who's building a port? No, the guy who loves to bring illegal immigrants here secretly. That would be Joe Biden. 300,000 dumped just in Florida over the last 14 months. These UK parliament members sure seem convinced that that's what this port is for. I bet they're right. I just bet they're not going to do it till after the election. Or maybe in the lame duck. God, can you imagine? Folks, Egypt tripled the depth of their wall to block the Gazans from flooding out of Gaza. And they're all Muslim. The Gazans are Muslim, so are the Egyptians. Because they know the damage that this group, they're very violent, this group of people will cause in the name of their cause. Folks, it's all on the line in this election.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.